Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our very small planet, plus what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we've got the expertise of Christopher Phillips to turn to. We have him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. For this week's stargazers, Jupiter and Saturn could be seen right through till dawn, with Mars setting at around 8:15 p.m. The moon this week is waning. This, of course, means a return to dark skies, perfect for spotting those faint objects in the heavens.
Speaking of spotting objects, I understand that an object that we've reported on a few times on Stargazer is back in the news, and this time with a call for help from astronomers.
Yes, the mystery of Tabby's star continues. Over the weekend, astronomers around the world were called into action in an attempt to get observations of a mysterious dimming event occurring around Tabby's star. The source of this irregular dimming is a complete mystery. Some of the possible explanations for dimming include swarms of comets, destroyed planets, and even alien megastructures in orbit around the star. Far out, I know. But so far, no natural explanation has presented itself, at least not one that we have seen before.
And again, how long has this been going on, Chris?
Well, Tabby's star has been experiencing irregular drops in brightness since the first detailed observations of the space telescope Kepler were recorded around 2011. However, there is evidence to suggest that this has been going on for a lot longer.
But I thought it's somewhat normal for a star to dim when a planet passes in front of it.
In fact, it's how we detect many planets around other stars. As a planet orbits its star, it will pass in front and cause a small dip in brightness. These dips are periodic, meaning they happen regularly, and in fact, you can probably set your watch by them.
I get it. So with the Tabby star one, there isn't the regularity of an orbit which would help explain why it would be dimming.
You've got it absolutely right. They seem to be random, and also the amount of dimming that occurs is not consistent, which means this is definitely not a planet. It is something else.
Some sort of new drive-in in space or a box store making it out that far?
It's probably not going to be that exciting. But astronomers are now hoping to get spectra from the star, and this spectra will tell us the chemical elements that are there, and hopefully that will help us eliminate some of the possibilities, such as extraterrestrial drive-ins.
Christopher Phillips, and a fun follow-up on Stargazer. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And Stargazer can be found on demand online at hawaiipublicradio.org.